What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 27th of March. Have you got the Friday feeling, or did you not know it was Friday? It's confusing. I actually thought it was Thursday earlier, and on Wednesday I thought it was Tuesday, so it's all back to front. Who knows where we're going to be tomorrow? But it's you know, you've got to try and separate the weekend somehow from the week, so what are you going to do? Go to one of those virtual pubs, socialise from the sofa? It's quite a clever idea, that is. I bet that sticks around long after the virus is gone. You know, you don't even have to. You can probably only get dressed from the waist up. You can just sit there in your pants from the waist down. Sit there with a pint and everything like that, like you're sitting in the pub with your mates. Really clever. I've not tried it yet, but one guy set up a quiz night, and he had something like 500,000 players, or 500,000 people want to play. I don't know if he managed to have a fucking mass gathering like that. So I tell you what, pressure's on when you get that kind of thing, isn't it? 500,000, I tell you what, I can't find a fucking single listener to this podcast. And that, guys, I'll tell you what, I'm going to call this the podcast quiz, see what that brings. I don't know how he's managed that, but he's obviously got a fucking a gift of the social media or something, because I haven't got a clue how to do it, and it's fucking showing in my ratings. Or is that just the show? Is that just the show? But the show must go on. It doesn't matter. I'm here for you. Not for my ratings. I'm here for that single listener, wherever you are, in the desert, in Australia, in a caravan, in Canada, or in space, in your spaceship, listening, and you're going to go, well, that's the guy I'm not going to kill, because he sounds like one of us. I'm going to fucking blast everybody else first. Well, hopefully, if you are up there, see if you can do something about this fucking virus for us, because it's starting to hit some big numbers at the moment, and it's a bit fucking scary. I nearly watched that film. I missed it, but there was a film on last night called Contagion. They put it on last night, and like you can imagine, it's a total ratings grab, that is, putting that on in the middle of... apparently, they changed the... Don't quote me on this, but they changed what was going to be on to put Contagion on, which is a film about a virus pandemic ripping through fucking America or somewhere. I don't know where it was, but it's pretty much true to life, and it would have fucking felt like living in a 3D film, wouldn't it? It would have been like some kind of weird ride you'd have been on. But, you know, I said it was a ratings grab, but it also might scare people into fucking playing by the rules and doing what's right, because a lot of people are still trying to flaunt it. Spare a thought as well to a friend of mine who has had to go to work because he's been designated as a key worker, because he drives a skip and he doesn't think that it designate, he doesn't believe that it should be classed as a a key worker, and he wants to be off because he's nervous about having to go to work, because it's a grey area. People don't want to put themselves at risk, but employers are saying, well, you know, you're not going to come into contact with people, so, but you don't know what the things that you're being handed or passed around, whatever. So, you know, but it's got to be down to personal choice, hasn't it? Personal choice and safety. But good news on the clapping thing last night. There's a lot of people went out and clapped for the nurses in the NHS out the windows and stuff like that. That was pretty cool. And hopefully, you saw some of them were teary-eyed in the photos, what you saw when people were listening to it. So, they do appreciate it, and it's, you know, brave, because that thing is coming out, and they're putting themselves in harm's way for other people. So, you know, another clap from me on this podcast. It's a shame you're not listening to it. Pass it around, the NHS. Let people listen to it. This will give them something to cheer them up, even if they're thinking this guy is fucking off his nut. But what was I going to say? I've lost my handwriting's terrible. I'm not very good at reading my own notes, so unfortunately, I have to fucking riff and make it up as I go along. I also, just for your information, I'll give you a little inside information, break the fourth wall. I've already recorded this once and again, and I forgot to press the record button, so I've rolled over this once. It's not so good the second time around. I can feel it. You should have listened the first time. It was brilliant. I had it down. Another big number is all the volunteers that have volunteered. They've gone way, way over. They're after 700,000 now. There's up to wanted 250,000, and now they're getting close to 700,000. So, just shows everybody wants to do their bit. great idea. It was somebody's made a cake there, and it's just the cake of all the toilet rolls. It's just like all the, you know, somebody makes them cakes, and they can make them look like anything that you give them the idea to that you want. Somebody's made one that looks like 10 toilet rolls. The only thing you got to fucking worry about there is it get nicked and somebody go and fucking wipe their ass on it or something. It's the cakes have been a bestseller in Germany, so they're not only the first one. They're flying off the shelf. Even the cakes made of toilet roll look like toilet rolls are flying out. If people can't get the real thing, they're going for the next best thing. Does it look like a toilet roll? I'll take it. It'd be quite a joke, actually, if you sat there and like started eating one, and like, you know, everybody would think you were eating a real toilet roll, and you were actually eating a cake, so you could really pretend that you were enjoying it, and everybody else. That would make a good social media video. Maybe that's where I should go. That might up my ratings. Do a silly video like that. They get all the fucking views, don't they? They go viral, stuff like that. Like the idiot who fucking licked the toilet seat the other day. In that craze, the one who caught coronavirus. He was an influencer. Who's he influencing? Fucking licking toilet seats. That's got to be... Don't think once, think twice, kids. Don't be influenced by somebody who tells you to lick toilet seats. It's fucking pathetic. I don't think I've got any kids listening to this anyway. They'd think me, I was a fucking... off my nut as well. They wouldn't want to listen to this. I have to do some silly dances on TikTok to get away with that, to get kids to follow me. Kids as in teenagers, as in fucking, you know, a lot younger than me. Virgin Media faced a compensation bill of $4.5 billion after leaving customers' private details online, including which porn sites they watch. So if you've been watching porn, believe it that people know what you're up to and what you watch and what your preferences and all that cookie stuff and all that, you know, they can break it right down. You know, have you ever been on Facebook and what you've been looking online or pops up on Facebook, suggestions and stuff? Happens all the time. I can be looking up, whatever, favourite hairstyles, fucking what the favourite dog you like or something, whatever it could be. And all of a sudden on Facebook, you just start getting all these suggestions straight away. So if you've been looking at certain porn and whatever, and you're wondering why you're getting fucking anal intruder toys being chucked at you, don't question, just question what you've been looking at, what's your history. Or if you're getting like, you know, gimp masks and fucking rubber fetish parties and whatever else all popping up, you know, you'll be wondering how the fuck do they know that. Well, now you do. It's not even rocket science no more. It used to be like you can search for everything and it was blind, but I'm sure there's a way you can get, you don't have to go onto the dark web, there's a way of making your page secret to everybody. So you have to check that out, because I've totally forgot. I've just reminded myself now. What am I going to say? Some woman ordered what's she got? She ordered something. A Sainsbury's delivery. She's ordered like a Sainsbury's home delivery, and somebody's wrapped one Brussels sprout. She's obviously ordered sprouts or something, and they've just packed one sprout in a bag with a price tag on it. 3 pence it cost. Who's thick enough to think that somebody just wants one sprout? That obviously must have done that for a joke, but was she ordering sprouts in the middle of this time of year anyway? That's probably all that was fucking left. I wouldn't be surprised. Even the supermarket's totally emptied. Even the last of the sprouts, the thing that nobody would go for, even that's gone. And there's just one sprout, one solitary sprout, and you've had it delivered. Don't fucking laugh just yet, because you might have to go into the old days of rations and end up splitting that sprout with three of your family members. So that's how it could get. I jest, but days of old, people have done that, or when people have been stranded in the desert and all that kind of stuff, and they're sharing like a fucking bar of chocolate for a week. Desperate times come to desperate measures. A cabbie cannot join the army because he's got a tattoo of a willy on his leg. He shouldn't be able to get any job by... He shouldn't... How did they know that? he's got the artwork on his inner thigh as a dare after boozing with session with pals. Well, get it removed and then fucking try and join the army. There you go, problem solved. You can get tattoos removed now. Or fucking get a scrubbing brush and just rub the fucker off. Dig deep, because that is got to be one of the worst tattoos you could get. He's got it like hanging down below his pants and whatever. It's good for a joke, but do it with henna tattoos, don't with the fucking real thing, for God's sake. Anyway, I haven't read the whole story, but that's my suggestion. Get it removed if you really want to join the army. That's the kind of thing you get happen to you in the army. You know, like initiations and everything, when they get that pissed that they all get a fucking tattoo, matching tattoo. That's the kind of thing. Good job we didn't get it fucking done there anyway. But, you know, everybody's had silly things. I've seen some silly tattoos. I've had tattoos, but I've not had fucking silly ones like that. But you've seen some, like, I saw a load of people once had fucking matching a strawberry on their ass about 10 years ago. They've all still got it as well. But like Strawberry Fields when they're all out together. I'm pretty sure now some of them must have had it removed because I don't think they were very good looking. I think they were done by the shittiest tattooist as well. And I think he did it shit on purpose just to say, this is a ridiculous idea. I'm not even going to make the strawberry look good. But it's Brummies snack on crisps, biscuits and... Brummies? While they're dissing Brummies, Brummies snack on crisps, biscuits and chocks at home more than anyone else, a survey said. And McVitie's chocolate digestives topped the list of naughty between meal treats. How the fuck do they know that? The survey of 3,000 people by We Are Feel found 82% in Birmingham admitted bad snack habits while working from home. Manchester came second. Oh, we came second. Manchester came second for a change. They come first on anything that's supposed to be cool or fucking the accent or whatever. Birmingham usually comes last, but when it comes to fat snacking, Brummies come top. I doubt it. I'm a Brummie, by the way, if anybody's wondering why I keep referring to them as if I've got an axe to grind with these surveys. We always get the shit end of the stick. And now that we was the other day saying that, was it Ross Kemp saying it was one of the most dangerous places he's ever been? Birmingham. It can be as rough as any city, but I don't want to put it as like, you know. Dangerous people wherever you go. He was going looking for trouble, he was looking for gangs, and that course is going to fucking come across that way. And somebody else, well, we got said that we had the worst accent. Somebody else said that, what was the other fucking thing about Birmingham? Oh, I can't remember now. Well, I've changed it, turned the tables anyway. I said we were the top shaggers, were the top, the best. Well, now, since Peaky Blinders, anybody watch Peaky Blinders with the sexiest accent in the country by order of the Peaky Blinders? So whether you like it or whether you like that or not, the Peaky Blinders have spoken. So everybody's into them at the moment. So if you like the Peaky Blinders, then you've got to like our accent. We've always been dissed. Everybody used to take the piss out of us from Benny out at Crossroads. And he used to be from Birmingham, but he used to put the accent even more than his own accent. And he used to play the thicko, the bloke who was a bit simple, who worked in the garage with the woolly hat rolled up. And he'd come across as like a real fucking Dumbo. And everybody fucking tarred us with that brush. Anyway, not no more. Peaky Blinders, we've all changed. Or we've been shown for what we fucking truly are. And that is cool as fuck. You know it's true. To speak to any Birmingham City fan, the Zulus, they'll come and tell you. If you try and say anything different, they'll come knocking at your door and fucking put you straight. Speaking of hard nuts, Charles Bronson wants to get two bull mastiffs called Ronnie and Reggie when he's out of prison. So that's, he ain't going to change his ways, but it's crazy. He should be out and about. He'd be making fucking millions if he was out. Everybody would want to have their fucking... 5 minutes with him. Every TV company, every TV program would want him. Every TV company would want to make a program about him. He just likes being in prison. It's crazy, isn't it? Or he's just like impulsive, Like I can, it can be impulsive and just like say the wrong thing at the wrong time, and then like oh bollocks and stuff your parole meeting up and whatever. But you know, he didn't do anything other than like violent fighting type crimes, and he spent something like it's got to be 30 years, isn't it, inside? But I'd hate to be the first person who comes across him or crosses him when he comes out, because there might be one or two who want to make a pop at him, and he ain't going to fucking, you know, it's 30 years of hard graft and them two pit bulls and that, he's going to train them to fucking go for you first, and then he's going to come and bash the fuck out of you. But yeah, so good, he's a character and we all love characters, and he's going to come out and make loads of books, loads of films, and then go back in prison. He'd probably just say, can I just come for the weekend? Come on, let me just fucking come and keep in, you know, keep me old cell. I've almost like owned the place now. He's like spent his time. You know, like if you live in a council house for too long, you get to keep the place. I think that's what he wants with his cell. Right, I'm going to finish up on one more thing. Medics are being kicked out of their houses for shared houses and stuff for people worrying whether they're going to bring back the coronavirus and that. So that's fucking ridiculous. If that happens to you, you should make a note of everybody that's in the house and sort of make sure when they come to your hospital that you leave them at the end of the queue when it comes to getting any kind of fucking treatment. Because that's terrible to treat people like that. I'm sure they're very conscious of what they are and what they're doing, and you know they're fucking scared, and you should support them. So for a laugh, you should fucking do that. Make sure you see them and go, oh, hello, is it? What, oh, you're really ill, are you? Okay, we'll get to you soon. And then believe me, the waiting lists are going to be long, and the waiting rooms, should I say, are going to be full. So you just might get your comeuppance by acting like that. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I should finish on such a negative. Have I got a positive to finish on? Probably not. Oh, we have. Here's one. We'll finish up on that. Koala fingerprints are so like those of humans that they have, on occasion, been confused by police at the crime scene. So that's weird, isn't it? What are koalas doing at crime scenes? That's what I want to know. Maybe the fucking koalas aren't the cute and cuddly teddy bear looking beautiful creatures that we all think they are. Maybe they're out fucking, you know, gangster koalas, and they're out fucking putting their fingerprints about and doing some serious crime and whatever else, and then blaming it on us thick, dumb humans that happen to be also trying to do crime. And fucking, you know, getting there, the koalas got there first. But hopefully the koala numbers are going to be coming back, because a lot of them fucking perished in the fires. So that's another thing that we can try and fucking remember, because it's all getting forgot about. What's it called? The climate change. It's all fucking going on. I'll tell you what, we're full. The diary's full with the disasters that we got going on, but we're strong and we're going to beat it all. We're going to come out the other end. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again on next week on Monday. See you later for now. Bye.